Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm feeling glad all over, yes, I'm glad all over.
Gee myself up. Here we go. It's going to come out now.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley.
And James Buckley.
Are we still doing that?
What do you mean? I can't undo it.
You can't undo it.
I've changed it officially.
Can I call you Jalal? Because that's what I used to call you. It's like a nickname, isn't it? It's like, you know, your name's really James Buckley now. But I call, and everyone goes, why does he call you Jalal? And you go, well, that's from a bygone era where James used to call me Jalal. Can we do that?
I understand what you're saying, but I would prefer James, please.
Okay, of course. Okay, welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. And still James Buckley. Mm-hmm. That other voice you can hear is James Buckley. How are you, James?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks, James. I've actually started living in your house, weirdly.
Oh, okay.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's a nice place to be, my house, isn't it?
It is.
Have you been wearing my clothes?
Yes.
Sleeping with my wife?
No.
It's just like my life.
Yeah. Yeah, she says we don't do that anymore, so... Do you want to know how this jumper got such a big hole in it?
Go on.
Caught in a paper shredder. And that is the truth.
God, that could have gone bad.
Yeah. Could have taken me a whole arm off.
A couple of fingers, at least.
Yeah, if it had just kept going.
All your fingers, like, sliced long ways.
Like beef
mince. Like cheese string.
Oh, yeah, like a cheese... Yeah, like a cheese string.
Is it a cross-cutting...
Yeah, so I don't think it wouldn't be in dangly bits. It would be in...
Nah. It would have been a mess still, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'd have had to get a new shredder. If you go into Argos to get it, you won't be able to put your PIN number in to buy it.
You won't be able to write down on the little tickets.
Nothing to brace the pen against.
If you go to Argos before you go to the hospital, you can just use the blood from your little stumps.
That would be my ultimate dream, is to buy something from Argos, but write it on the form in blood. What's coming up on the show?
That's the question.
Oh, is that I do that, don't I?
Are you forgetting which James Buckley you are?
Yeah. Coming up on the show, we've got Buckley's £3 bet. We'll be finding out who's won an Xbox, whatever that is, when we pick your funniest five-star feedback on iTunes. Special mention also to Harmony Keen, who tweeted in, sorry I don't do iTunes, but I send you 5 imaginary stars. Congratulations, Harmony, you've won an imaginary Xbox. We'll discover also how our Dream Team Europe teams have done after the first week of Champions League and Europa League action. And, we're also joined by a stand-up comic, to give them their official title. He's a saint. It's Paul McCaffrey. St. Paul McCaffrey is here.
I think it's time now for some news.
Goody.
Here are the top stories from DreamTeamFC.com this week. Vardy wants Vinny. For weeks on the Dream Team podcast, we've been talking about the potential of a Jamie Vardy movie. In fact, some bookmakers are taking bets on me to play the Leicester striker. But Vardy himself has handpicked the man he would like to see in the biopic. Vardy says, at the minute, the film does look like it's probably going to go ahead. I think they must be mad, to be honest with you. We'll have to wait and see, but I'd like Vinny Jones. Yeah, no, I can see why me and Vinny Jones are in the same bracket there for the part. We're very similar, sort of very similar build, similar sort of, you know, hard men.
Yeah.
Hard English men.
Yeah.
Who would play you in a film, Joel?
I would quite like to play myself in a film. My worry is I'm getting slightly too old to play myself now. But if I had to play somebody in a film, I would like to play James Buckley.
Well, you can't, because I'd play me in a film, and I'd play every other part.
No, you've been killed in a terrible accident.
Have I?
Yeah. You're not. You're not on the scene. That's not a threat.
Was it a terrible paper shredding accident?
Yeah.
Finished me off.
Yeah, you went right the way in. Just as your head went in, the last bit, you said, play me in a film.
Would I still be able to talk if I was up to my neck in shredder?
Yeah, because it's just below your voice box, so.
Okay.
Please play me in a film.
Staying with Jamie Vardy, Leicester fans have bombarded the council with requests to name a street after him. Gary Lineker got his own street in Leicester back in 2005, Lineker Road. City Mayor Sir Peter Salisbury is open to the idea of Vardy Road.
Why don't they call it Vardy Yard? Yeah, anybody who lives there can say, I'm a Vardy Yardy.
City Mayor Sir Peter Salisbury is open to the idea of Vardy Road. He said there can be no argument that Vardy, because of the way that he and the team have played this season, is famous enough to have a street named in his honour. Is that it? You've got to be famous enough?
Yeah.
All right, where's Chaplin Street?
Chaplin Street? There must be Chaplin Streets.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, they're...
Penny Lane, they named that after the Beatles songs, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Abbey Road, that was named after the Beatles album.
That's right. Yeah.
Would you like a street named after you?
I would, yeah.
Can you make a street?
You could have a private road. Like, I could have Hartley Chase. Hartley Pass.
That's nice.
Or maybe just... Hartley A40. I'd like the A40 to be named after
me. The whole of the A40?
Yeah, Hartley A40.
All right.
So people go, they're just stuck on the Hartley A40.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
That's what I'd like.
That would enrich your life.
In fact, if I get dragged into a paper shredder, promise me you'll make that happen.
I'll try my best. Hiddink, not happy with 20 grand Rolex. For the second time in his career, Gus Hiddink is doing a good job as the interim manager of Chelsea. The last time he was in charge in 2009, he won the FA Cup and the whole squad chipped in to buy him a 20 grand Rolex. But Hiddink said this week, it was £20,000. There were 25 players, so when I calculate it, it was not an expensive one, which is a little disappointing. This time, maybe a cuckoo clock or a more expensive watch. They can afford it. Although Hiddink added, I never wear a watch anyway.
I like the idea that he would rather have a cuckoo clock on his wrist.
I know, that's so sort of European.
And in fact, that's how they should start the matches. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
But instead of a little bird, like a little football player.
Yeah, or the Crystal Palace Eagle should come out.
Definitely.
Peck someone's eyes out.
And it just screeches. In the studio, we have a stand-up comic, a Southampton fan, star of Impractical Jokers back in the day. It's Paul McCaffrey.
Hi.
Hello, mate. You all right?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
I'm really good. What have you got? You got a bit of Cronenberg on the go there?
I've got a little bit of Cronenberg on the go. Nice. Someone has just kindly gone and got me a four-pack from Marks and Spencer's.
A four-pack?
Incredible.
And a glass.
What a day.
Well. They actually do six for a fiver.
Shit.
Down the end of my road. Little tip for you, if you ever...
Yeah, but how do you know it's like the real stuff? You might be...
Fake Cronenberg? Yeah, is this something...
Might be black market stuff.
That's something I've never heard of before.
There's a fellow round my way who does... you know, like you can get aftershave, it's not like the proper aftershave.
Tommy Hilfiger, that... Yeah,
all that stuff. He does like wines.
Yeah.
It's not like the real wine. Wow. I mean, it's a bit like it.
Yeah,
it tastes a bit like wine, but it's not.
Yeah. Fantastic. Where's this?
Just around where I live.
Yeah. You're being very vague.
Yeah.
Is it not you that's selling it?
UK.
Yeah,
well, it's UK based.
Very evasive, man. Yeah.
You starred in the UK version of The Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in that?
I auditioned for it.
Oh, okay.
I know you're a fan of the American one.
Yeah, they're mates of mine.
Yeah,
like, I'm really good mates of them.
I was following you on Twitter, and then I saw you tweeting that you were watching the original and best Impractical Jokers. So I hastily unfollowed you.
Is that true?
That's absolutely true, yeah. I really like this guy. I love Jay from the Inbetweeners, and now I'm going to have to unfollow him. But that was a long time ago, man. I've calmed down since then.
I know, but the thing is, though, that wasn't just my opinion, evidently. No,
but I know.
Hey, listen, I've done some terrible things. It's all part of the growing experience.
James, I don't think you should talk about them on a podcast. Go to a priest.
Some terrible illegal things. Did you enjoy doing it?
Yeah, I enjoyed. So I enjoyed being the person that was kind of down there, you know, like being told what to do. But I didn't really enjoy being at the other side of it. But yeah, I thought it was fun.
It's just, I think with those things, the originals are always the best. You know, the original Impractical Jokers, the original Inbetweeners. Yeah. They're always the best. Yeah, you can't knock
them. I'm a big fan of the American Inbetweeners.
Last week, we gave you the chance to win your very own Xbox, which isn't a joke. We're very, very serious.
Can I just ask, what is an Xbox?
It's a computer console.
Right.
Hilarious. We've been reading out your five-star reviews on iTunes, and we decided to reward whoever could give us the funniest five-star review while simultaneously slagging us off. So thanks for your entries. We've got a couple here that we think are the best, and we're going to pick one right here, right now, Jalal. We're going to pick one of these.
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, I probably said that a little bit flat, but I've got that delivery, haven't I? Anyway, I am excited.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what you've been writing. Yanni Pitts writes, "This is wholeheartedly the most dire, ill-prepared mess of a podcast about football out there. What a load of drivel." He gave us 5 stars. Thanks for that. But you know what I don't like about that review, Jalal?
What?
He hits on the truth just a bit too much for my liking. G Howell 1 says, "I'd rather put toothpicks under my toenails and kick a wall than have this tedious dross again." 5 stars.
Clever. Like that one.
"Hey there, ho." Writes.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
He spelt ho as in the gardening tool.
Okay.
So it's not rude.
Okay.
"The sound of James's mind-numbingly boring and dour voice makes me wish I could remove my brain and have enough time to eat it before I die."
Ooh, that must hurt.
"The other James is okay, but a lot funnier on telly," which, you know, again, is true.
All right.
So you were the first James, I think. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, that's not true, is it? Is it true?
I think so. Yeah, I think I think your voice is just ever so slightly mind-numbingly boring and dour.
Well, I would probably disagree with that.
Jim Knight Jim, he writes, "I quite like wasting 30 minutes of my life every week listening to total crap. Keep up the crap work. Crap."
It's nice. I like it. It's got a ring to it. George Cuthbert asks, "I do terrible impressions. I like annoying West Ham chants. Don't even like football and have a fairly average acting career. Can I have a job on your show?"
He sounds a bit too overqualified, to be fair.
Yeah, he does. But and that's obviously not about me, the average acting, fairly average acting career, because my career isn't even fairly average.
It's way below, isn't it?
It's way below. So that must hurt you.
Yes, it does, yeah. Hit me in the feels.
By the way, thank you for doing this. Thank you for asking people to hurt my feelings.
It's
really
fun.
Really, yeah. And I've got obviously there's some massive punishment for people who do this, is there? Or do they get given a prize? AFC underscore Hazard says, "In an alternate universe, this would be the best podcast. Unfortunately, in this universe, it's the worst." I quite like that one. Bo Bailey, "This podcast is nearly as bad as Horrible Histories." That's how bad it is. Oh.
Alan Pardew, hopefully not the real Alan Pardew, says, "James Buckley is a knob."
Well, I think
it's
you're...
It's not a review, is it? That's just an opinion.
Jalal Hartley, with only 2 A's in the name, looks stupid.
Also, they must have taken your name now
when it
came up on the market.
So now it's not free anymore?
No.
Oh, no.
You should have kept it and rented it.
Or like a domain?
Yeah, that would have been a yield of 2.5%.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't want to read this one out. It doesn't sound like the sort of thing I would say. That's how I know. That's how I know it's not me writing it. That's how I know it's not me. And I don't think people are going to be fooled by Jalal Hartley calling himself Jalal Hartley.
He writes, "Worse than that time I got my dick caught in a vending machine. And even then I got a free Twix."
Oh, happy ending.
If it was you, it would have been a paper shredder, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite?
Yeah. I like the alternate universe one, because that also suggests that they've been actually paying attention.
Yeah.
I quite like the one that repeats crap.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good one. I quite like wasting 30 minutes of my life each week listening to total crap. Keep up the crap work, crap. They're both great. AFC Hazard, his alternate universe one, and Gym Night Gym with his crap one. I don't have the balls to pick between them. Should I toss a coin?
Yeah.
Should we say heads, alternate universe, tails, crap?
Yeah.
Okay. It is heads. AFC underscore Hazard has won the Xbox with his review. I'll read it out again to remind you. In an alternate universe, this would be the world's best podcast. Unfortunately, in this universe, it's the worst. We're definitely going to be giving more stuff away in the future.
Yeah, so stay listening.
And we're going to use that format as well, because it was fun for me. But anyway, congratulations, AFC underscore Hazard. You have won an Xbox.
Wow.
Every summer, Southampton sells its best players. Is that becoming a little bit annoying?
Yeah, massively annoying. Well, it's not every summer. Yeah, I mean, we have historically been a selling club, and then every year it's like, you know, oh, we're not a selling club anymore, and then every summer without fail. Although the kind of biggest exodus, where there was the tweets going around like Southampton's bench this year and the empty bench and Southampton's starting 11 with pictures of like dinner ladies and blah, blah, blah. We then went on to have an incredible season, having not really bought anyone that year after, when, you know, obviously Lallana went to Liverpool and
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I remember who else even went now.
All for good money.
Great
well.
Money, yeah. And we didn't really spend any.
I think Southampton has got the knack of finding players that people don't know about.
Yeah.
They've obviously got a really good scouting system, or someone there is doing an incredible job.
Well, Sadio Mane was someone I'd certainly never heard of until he came here. Were you aware of him?
No.
No?
No, of course not.
And absolutely, he seems to have gone off the boil a little bit, but, you know, towards the end of last season and the start of this season, when talking about him going to United for £62 million, which I think would have been a bit excessive, personally, but he's certainly a good player. So when Lambert left, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we have obviously local paper in Southampton, The Echo, and when he left, it was kind of an unprecedented move. He took out a page advert in the local paper, and it was really heartfelt, and it was lovely. He was saying, you know, well, I got taken here, and, you know, obviously started at Liverpool. He was saying, if it wasn't for this club, I would never have got my start at England. You know, I used to have one club, I now have two clubs, and it was this really lovely kind of leaving letter to the Southampton fans, and it really went down well. Lallana, a week or 2 weeks later, leaves and thinks, well, I'll just do the same thing. But it clearly had not been written by him and just didn't have the same sentiment, and it went down like a shit sandwich.
Yeah, you've got to be sincere when you do those things, because football matters so much to a lot of people.
But it was a really nice touch when Lambert did it, and you could tell it had been written by him himself. And I think he left with everyone's blessings. It was kind of proper lovely sort of story, been released by Liverpool, played in every division, scored in every division, came to Southampton, obviously did tremendously well for us, and, you know, then got his England start and then went back to the club where he started, and, yeah, amazing. Lallana tried to pull the same stunt.
Another player that Southampton made money on, obviously, Gareth Bale. They got a percentage of the sell-on fee.
Do you know,
right?
I sometimes forget that Gareth Bale was a Southampton player. Like, you sort of watch this guy, you know, Real Madrid, and then you're sort of like, shit, I completely forgot that he actually started at Southampton. I mean, I don't know the actual stat. The money we must have made on players that have come through our academy, Theo Walcott, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Wayne Bridge, you know, like so many players that have gone on to have massive, massive careers. Yeah, we've definitely got a good academy down there.
Here's a little thing that you may or may not find interesting. In the Gareth Bale deal to Spurs, they got a young goalkeeper called Tommy Forecast.
Southampton did?
Yes.
Right, yeah, I didn't
from
know
Tottenham.
This. Okay.
I went to school with him. He was
year
at school. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was part of the sort of the Gareth Bale story. And so am I.
And where's... exactly. By proxy. Yeah. I don't think anything that this would have been possible without you, James. And I think Gareth Bale would probably concede to that fact himself.
That's all I wanted to hear.
He's probably in Madrid now. They're showing reruns of the in-between. And he's going, that guy. I owe all of this to that guy.
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
The £3 bet has sort of morphed into a competition between me and you.
I think that's good,
really.
I think it's good.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. It gives you a bit of an edge.
Yeah.
Last week in the FA Cup, we both went for City to win at Chelsea. We were both wrong because Man City decided to play their kids. In fact, in hindsight, I should have gone for Chelsea. But now that I'm thinking about it...
Yeah. That would have made you win that one, wouldn't it?
It would have done, yeah. That's what I should have done. Yeah. No, the reason I went for Man City was because I thought Chelsea need to move up the league... So they won't be bothered about the FA Cup. But now I think about it, there's nothing really to gain for Chelsea in the league. But there is in the FA Cup. Damn it. Oh, stupid, stupid, James. You went for Watford to beat Leeds. I went for Leeds because I was still angry about Watford beating Palace. So 1-0 to you, Jalal. And I went for Palace to win at Spurs. You went for Spurs because it was the logical choice. But Palace won. So it's a draw. For this week's games, I've gone for West Ham v Sunderland. I think Sunderland's going to get something out of that game. I'm going to go for a draw.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
See, this is the thing with betting. You probably should bet with your head, but I bet for glory. Inevitably, West Ham is probably going to win that game. But if Sunderland do get a draw, I look like an absolute genius.
Right, okay. So you're higher risk... Your bet, but if you get it
and
right,
also you get better odds as well.
Yeah, I like to think that when they do make the biopic of your life, that will be the tagline under the poster: "Bet for Glory, James Buckley."
Bet for Glory, the James Buckley story.
Yeah,
there you go. What are you? Who do you?
I'll go West Ham.
Gonna go West Ham. Okay, that's probably right. Southampton v Chelsea. I'm gonna go for Chelsea away to win. I think they look good under Hiddink.
Yep.
Sturdy. I think they'll win that game.
Agree. Strongly agree.
And finally, Man U v Arsenal. I've gone for Arsenal to win away. I just think they're the better team at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't think Manchester United are playing very well, and their best players...
Slightly agree. Slightly agree.
Aren't playing well at all.
But I just want to highlight that I am still winning in the £3 bet.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Overall, the accumulator...
You've lost less money than me.
Yeah.
At Brickles 1996 and at Nathan Edman, they both say West Ham win, Chelsea win, Man U Arsenal draw. At Brickles 1996 actually said Wheat Ham win. So there's a mixture of protein and fibre there. At Adam Tonkin, he's gone for West Ham, Chelsea Southampton draw and an Arsenal win. Skins 85. Who is... He's actually my friend. His first name is Richard. His second name is Skinner. His nickname's Dick Skinner. So, at Skins85, Skins with a Z, if you want to give him some abuse. he's gone for West Ham, Chelsea and Man U Arsenal draw. Everyone's gone for West Ham. I've gone for a draw. So that's what I mean, Joel. So I might look like a genius now if Sunderland get a point. I'm going to go, you were all wrong and I was right. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, you're turning into Richard Dawkins again.
You are all wrong. No, no, no.
But Richard...
Yes, Richard, there are some things that we still can't explain. We still haven't, you know, can you not accept that there might be some sort of margin? You know, these things could be... No, absolutely not. No, it is not possible. I do not believe it, and you are wrong. You are just wrong. I'm not sure how I can argue with you anymore, because all I will keep saying is no, no, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Okay?
Are you a betting man, Dick?
Well, actually, yes, I do like a little flutter of a weekend. I remortgaged my house, and I've put all my money on there not being a god. So I'm just waiting for concrete and final proof, and I will be a very, very rich man indeed. And you will all be wrong, and I will be the best. Ha, 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 ha. Do you reckon he laughs like that?
Yeah. When he's watching The Inbetweeners or listening to this podcast.
He's probably sitting on a tube right now listening, and everyone's looking at him going, oh God, what's he listening to that's so funny? And he's sitting there going, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Just laughed out loud on the tube.
Richard Dawkins, if you are listening...
there's no way Richard Dawkins
he might be.
Is listening.
He might tweet that, when you laugh out loud on the tube, lol. What's your all-time favourite chant?
My all-time favourite chant? I like, we are Southampton, the pride of the South. We hate all the bastards that come from Portsmouth. We only drink whiskey, we only drink rum. Southampton boys are in town. La, 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 la. Ooh! There.
Ah, I like that one. That's quite a good chant. That's better than any chant I've come up with.
I don't know about that, Jalal.
Why, which one did you like?
Well, I've decided I want to bring West Ham back.
All right, then.
West Ham, West Ham, West Ham!
It's good to hear that again. I haven't heard that for a couple of months, or at least a month or so.
That's a good one.
That's the last time we're ever playing it, though.
No, I don't think so, because I can now join in on your fun, because it is annoying the listener from a lot of the and from a lot of the feedback. It is just annoying.
No, I'm sorry.
I enjoy that. No, I enjoy annoying people.
It's never being played again.
Oh, is that it?
I'll do a Southampton chant if you want.
Yes.
All right, then.
What, for next week?
No, no.
Southam, Southam, Southam!
I'm going to ask genuinely if you could, if there's a way that you can infiltrate Saints fans and try and get Jalal's chant, make it into a thing. Is that something
I can certainly try? I can't promise anything, but I will happily give it a go. So can you just remind me how it goes again one more time?
Southam, Southam, Southam!
If we can turn that into a thing.
Yeah.
That would be
Cheers,
great.
Cheers, mate.
No worries.
It's nice meantime, to feel like in some way I'm getting out of the house.
Dream Team Europe is officially underway. It's covering every game in the Champions League and Europa League. There is $100,000 worth of potential prize money. Wouldn't mind some of that, would you, Jalal?
God, no, that'd be amazing.
Even though we're sort of a part of Dream Team, we are still in contention. We could still win the money, us, which would be...
That'd be brilliant.
Suspicious.
I'm going to play properly now.
And you can compete against us. If you have a team, you can join the Dream Team FC Podcast League using the pin 8490184. Shall we remind people of our team's names? Team's names?
Yeah.
Don't go all professional.
What?
You're pressing the little cough button while you're eating your sushi. I think we're a long way past that, Jalal. Literally, there was one episode where I just farted on the... I don't think we have to worry about us eating food and stuff. What about that time I just stared at McDonald's in front of our guests? Let's remind people of our team names. Jalal has made a jingle for each of our team names, which I was really pleased that he actually made one for my team name as well, because I really like it. Should we start with my one?
Yeah.
Buckley's Magnificent Ball.
Boys.
Jalal, should we listen to your jingle?
Yes, listen to my jingle.
Yum, 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 let's unseal the lid. One more frail, magic, yum, yum, yum.
You should have put the cough button.
Oh, no, is that on? Oh, that's embarrassing.
It's been a great start for Buckley's Ball Boys. We're currently seventh in the Dream Team Podcast League. I've got Ronaldo, who scored. I've got Draxler, who scored twice for Wolfsburg. Nathaniel Klein got me some points too. It was a team expertly picked by me, if I don't mind saying so myself. I think that's the saying.
Yeah, if I don't mind saying so myself.
Jalal, despite you assembling Bovreal Madrid using as little money as possible, you're actually in the top 30. It's
wow.
Good, isn't it?
That is good.
All your points were scored by one player, Sevilla defender Tim Kolo.
Tim Kolodziejczyk.
Or Kolo, as he's known.
Well, his real friends call him Tim Kolodziejczyk.
Leading the way at the top of the VAR League after week one is Philip Richardson, who's named his side... the Dream Team.
All right.
Bit arrogant.
So what happens if you get there first?
Oh, no, Jalal.
What's happened?
It's time to go. It's home time again. It's time to go home.
Oh, that's
it's
really
sad. Say
goodbye. That's really sad.
It is. We just have enough time just to remind our listeners to, if you're listening on iTunes, hit that subscribe button and you'll be flooded with every podcast we've ever done. Visit dreamteamfc.com to see more of the stories we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, other than I thought that was a very good use of the final few moments of the podcast to sort of trail those things. I think good job.
So, yeah, make sure you listen next week for more mind-numbingly boring, dour voices.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I'm feeling glad all over, yes I am, glad all over.
Do you watch Holmes Under the Hammer?
Sometimes, yeah.
I love Holmes Under the Hammer.
It is,
I love it so much. Me and my wife watch it sometimes. And I always say that I like to think that when the presenters are on the road in these various towns, they'll be at a hotel and they'll probably go out for a drink that night. The local nightclub, and then everyone would be like, oh my god, oh wow, it's the Holmes Under the Hammer people, I can't believe they're here in our club. And then they'll be dancing, and then the DJ will probably put the Holmes Under the Hammer theme tune on, and everyone's dancing to that. And what's that guy's name? He always like has not accepted his age at all whatsoever.
The
like
jeans and jacket guy.
Yeah. So that's why I like to think that he still goes out clubbing, and then he'll hear the home oh god, they're playing the song again.
What I also like, love about Holmes Under the Hammer is their choice of music.
Like... I know, it's so good. It's so good. There's no sort of analogy or metaphor. Like it's literally like it'll be like, we're gonna have to fix this roof. I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Yeah. Or if it's a magician buying it,
yeah,
play It's a Kind of Magic.
It's a Kind of Magic. Sometimes I like to just make them up on by my. This is another thing. These are all private jokes that me and my wife have when we watch Holmes Under the Hammer. Yeah. Another one would be like, but these floorboards need changing. They're gonna have to change the floorboards. Like I wish they'd started doing original music for the show.
Yeah, they got a session guy in. then release an album of them.
To be fair, they should release a compilation album. All the hits from Homes Under the Hammer.
Yeah, double CD.
Love Cats.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.